Well, hello, good afternoon. Welcome into Field Days, day one for 2023. So exciting to be back here in our usual June time slot and very grateful that the very cold, frosty start has now become a very warm, sunny day. My name is Rowena Duncombe, executive producer for the Country Radio Show. Joining me now is Jack McGowan, solutions and development specialist for the regional farmer groups here at Dairy NZ. Welcome, Jack.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. And Jack is here to talk about a new initiative from the Great Futures in Dairying Plan, Regional Farmer Groups. Now, these groups are all about enabling farmers to create connections and collaborative solutions within their communities to address the staffing challenges that they're facing and their impacts. And Dairy NZ is going to support them all along the way. Now, Jack, tell me about the Regional Farmer Groups, what they are and why they are so important.
Well, as you know, dairy farms are experiencing critical staffing shortages. It's really hard to find the right people to work on farm and hard to keep them. And that's impacting on like job satisfaction, business profitability, or performance, and the rural communities themselves, as well as farmer well-being.
Yeah, there's a huge flow-on effect.
Massive. Yeah, this isn't unique to dairy. Most sectors in New Zealand are experiencing this. And it's not unique to other to New Zealand either. It's common for most agricultural sectors in other countries. But during development of the Great Futures in Dairying Plan, farmers in those groups with us recognised that there were local solutions for some of these problems. So things like job sharing or connecting with their community, joining up to access training, setting up apprenticeship schemes, things like that. But they also recognise that these can be hard to get going when you're a farmer by yourself. So they asked for support with that, support to come up with local solutions. And so Dairy NZ's done that. We've set up a team to work alongside regional farmer groups to design and build solutions that will work for them and their community. We already have some groups underway. So they're doing things like accessing training together. And then there's a couple of groups in Southland that are talking about challenges with immigration or public perception or how they can work with the schools to make sure they know what a great career dairy can be. The solution a group lands on could be one of those, or it might be completely different. It depends on what the group, the challenges the group are working on.
Yeah.
The solution will be designed for that.
Brilliant. So who can be in a regional farmer group, Jack?
So the groups are led by dairy farmers, and they'll be most of the group, especially at the start. And it might be a group that's already working together and we can just come alongside them and provide a bit more support, or it might be a new group. So we have regional workforce partners that can help bring farmers together that have a shared challenge. But once they get to the solution, that group might expand. So it could be that they want to bring in someone just for a Q&A, like bring in the council or WorkSafe, for example, or it might be that their solution actually requires collaboration with others.
Brilliant. So how do the groups work? You mentioned that they are run by farmers, for farmers, with support, obviously, from Dairy NZ.
Yeah, so we work alongside them. Each group has a regional workforce partner whose job is to, if they're new, to bring them together in the first place. And then it's to help them figure out where to start and what to focus on. Do a lot of the stuff that farmers don't have time for, like finding somewhere to meet, finding a time that everyone can get together, doing research about things for them. So they work alongside them, and then they'll be the people that will make it happen, make others, not make others come in, bring in, the
subject
experts.
Entice them in. Be the Pied Piper.
But at all times, the farmers are leading that, so it's not a Dairy NZ-led thing. It's a little bit different. And they could meet locally, like in their community, in their house if they want, or online if that's what they like. And they might meet once or they might meet multiple times. Just depends on what they're trying to achieve.
So as a farmer, why should I get involved?
Oh,
look, here, this is your chance. This is your elevator pitch moment. Why should I get involved?
So many reasons. First of all, the regional workforce partners are just great to chat with.
Yeah.
But from being in a group, you get a new network. So if you don't already have one, that's farmers that you can lean on and know how to work with in future. And are connected to, you get the chance to share ideas, so you can share what you've done, and you can also hear from other farmers, and we all know that we like to hear what others have done.
Absolutely.
As I said, the controls in your hands, it's not something that we're going to control, and you'll get the chance to access knowledge and expertise that you might not be able to do so easily by yourself. The solutions that you'll be working on will be designed for your challenge. They'll work for your region. You'll be the ones testing them and implementing them.
Yeah, because farmers are so fond of saying nothing is one size fits all. Everyone's operation is different from the breed of cows they use, the type of soil they are farming on, their location geographically in the country, the size, the scale, everything, you name it. So it's great to have some of those tailored solutions for their communities. How can farmers sign up and get involved? Like, you've sold me. Your elevator pitch has done it, Jack.
Oh, thank you. They can come and speak to us today on the stand. Right now we've got Al. He's come up from Southland, so that's the regional workforce partner in Southland. We'll have someone here every day except Saturday. So come and talk to us, or you can look on the website. There's a page, or you can ring 0800 for Dairy NZ and just mention regional farmer groups, and they will put you in touch with the right person.
And there we go, regional farmer groups on dairynz.co.nz. Jack McGowan, Solutions and Development Specialist for these regional farmer groups. Good on you for inspiring others to really get involved. That is, I must say, that is the thing that got me into dairy farming, was the way that farmers help other farmers just to be better and to do better and to succeed. And I think it is such a unique industry for that one factor alone. So Jack McGowan, lovely to catch up with you at Field Days. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.